Well, I'm having a hell of a time with CRISPR Roots 12. This is take four, I guess. I only do one, but I'm having mic problems and stuff, and audio problems, etc. So I'm hoping this one comes out. No promises, though. Let's talk about wonderful albums from Lisa Bastoni, Western Massachusetts singer-songwriter, called On the Water, and Sean Riley and the Water, that's the name of his band in this case. Stone Cold Hands. Rockin' rough New Orleans blues. Really good bluesy party music, I would say. All right, starting with Bastoni. I mean, I was just listening to this album and thinking, I guess I've heard a fair amount of stuff like this, like Leslie Stevens 2 weeks ago. Which I loved, of course, like sort of gentle Americana, beautifully sung in a soprano register. Maybe not with the fireworks of Stevens, actually, but it started to dawn on me as I listened to that there's a lot of very close, we might say poetic observation here, both cultural and natural. And so some of these songs are things I've never really heard songs about before. And some of them are about things like what it's like to try to hold on in the middle class, like to be holding on by fingernails to the bourgeoisie, right? And not in some, anthemic, anti-capitalist way or something like this, but just in observed details of everyday life that ring true. Right. So how about this one? Cheap Wine by Lisa Bastoni from On the Water.
There's a funny old half moon sitting on top of a pine tree. And there's a floodlight backlight. When you sit down beside me, the stars are dancing on the waves of the neighbor's brand new pool. You tell me, look on the bright side, we got a waterfront view. Still drinking that cheap wine after all this time. It makes me wonder if I've done something wrong. Always for the love, never for the money. Making it up as we go along, as we go along, as we go along.
It's the best we could do with the market the way it is, that's a reality of people's lives, right? Kids sharing a room, that's not the end of the world, right? But it's your life right now, every day, okay? So I appreciated that one a lot, actually. I don't know. It's about America. It's Americana, so maybe it should be about America. Believe it or not, she does some stuff, other stuff in similar themes. So how about this one about, what is it about? Late capitalism or something? Like, I don't want to go grand like this, but it is like that. This one's called Let's Look at Houses.
Does it even matter if the garden never grows?
pretend we're not bored. All right, that's not what she said exactly, but yeah, I think that's America. It's an America you have not heard about in Americana music, but it might be an America you've lived. I guess I have, really, come to think of that. You know, we've got a waterfront view. We're watching the light dancing on the waves of the neighbor's pool. Now, Lisa Bastoni does a lot of different flavors. On the Water, it's a little bit of a concept album. There are several songs about water. I like every song on this album, by the way. And she does beautiful, more conventionally poetic stuff too. Like this lovely song. This is my favorite song right now, I guess. Waxwing by Lisa Bastoni from On the Water. Just really sweet. And like I say, close observation, unusually excellent lyrics, I think, by Lisa Bastoni, and good sound construction too. I kind of like that little New Orleans funk underneath there as well, little synth or whatever. All right, and speaking of New Orleans, Sean Riley and The Water, Stone Cold Hands. Now, this is a interesting project in various ways. I guess you just say like it's very New Orleans out all night party music, I think. It's got Zydeco elements in particular. I really like his guitar playing. He favors a resonator, sometimes with slide, sometimes not. He's got a taste for the riff. Good practitioner of riffology. In a fairly quiet way. Like, I just kept noticing, like, the riffs are good here on this song, too. Like, there's little blues riffs, and they're all rocking pretty good. So here's an example of that, a song called Shine a Little Stronger that closes the album. The guitar here reminds me, playing slide on a resonator, I think. The guitar reminds me of a little Sonny Landreth, the great, also New Orleans-oriented slide player. Love that sound. City for lovers and love that sound. Shine a little stronger, New Orleans. All right. Like I say, it's got elements of Zydeco. Let's hear this one on the opening cut, which is maybe the most Zydeco-flavored cut on the album. The accordion is by someone named Sun Pie Barnes, who I want to talk about a little bit in a minute. But this is the opening cut just to establish a kind of very New Orleans flavor. That's the resonator, I would think.
Hey, my home is dancing one more time. Hey, there, my home is dancing one more time. I don't care what they told you, forget what they said. Away from Wilshire, out of town on the road. Forget those tears and find out what I can give. Yeah, we get those tears and find out what I can give.
All right, nice Zydeco accordion. Sun Pie Barnes, an interesting mystery. There's an entry on him in the Encyclopedia of Arkansas that describes him as a multi-instrumentalist, trombone, washboard, accordion, harmonica, and a park ranger, and a naturalist photographer. Okay, wait. A park ranger, ethnographic photographer, an actor. I found a site that claimed he once played in the NFL. Bruce Sun Pie Barnes. The only LP that I could find on the iTunes entry, it actually misspells his name. Or misspells Sun Pie. That's hard to believe. I think. I haven't seen that before. They'd say Sunippy or something. He was hard to find. It's called Lick a Hot Skillet. All right. But I think a couple weeks ago we were talking about Corey Ledet Zydeco, straight out of New Orleans. And I was saying one of the cuts on there was one of the few times I've heard a harmonica and an accordion on the same cut, like a free reed fest. And here's another one, Out All Night, great video on this too, by Sun Pie and Sean Riley. Lisa Bastoni, Sean Riley, and The Water. And don't forget Sun Pie Barnes. I'm hoping this is the take. That's it for CRISPR Roots 12.